This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The China Water theme was huge last year, with Everbright, Beijing Enterprise and Tianjin Capital performing remarkably well then. Are you expecting more of the same stories this year?
Yes, indeed. All three Hong Kong-listed water plays that you mentioned have performed tremendously well last year, and each of the counters has more than doubled in 2013. The sector trend certainly looks set to continue, underpinned mainly by three key factors. First is the continued urbanization push in China, which will lead to increased water usage in the cities. Second is rising environmental concerns. And third is supportive policy from the central government. In fact, at least 4 trillion renminbi of planned investment will be committed into water resources over the next decade, and this will give the sector a very big push.
China Everbright is in the midst of staging an RTO of Hong Kong, and, well, understandably, this has led to considerable excitement in Hong Kong's share price. Any inkling of what the initial plans are, assuming that the terms and so on are finalised?
Well, the details of the deal are still sketchy, as due diligence is still ongoing. But the main idea is for Everbright to inject all its water treatment facilities into Hong Kong. In exchange, Everbright will receive new Hong Kong shares and emerge as a majority shareholder in Hong Kong. In fact, Hong Kong share price has jumped by over 50% over the past week. So you can see that shareholders on both sides are pretty supportive of the deal, and Everbright has big incentive to push the deal through. Now, Everbright owns about 26 water projects and is one of the largest listed players currently in Hong Kong. And the acquisition, once completed, will result in a tripling of Hong Kong's net assets as well as annualized sales, making it very plump for increased broker coverage as well as fund participation, both of which are key catalysts for a share price re-rating.
Aside from Hong Kong, you've also mentioned that SIIC Environment is another way to play this theme. Run us through the details.
For SIIC, that ranks as the 9th largest water services provider in China. And having freshly emerged from a debt restructuring, the company now wants to embark on an aggressive M&A drive for growth. It's backed by the Shanghai Municipal Government, so I think investors are hopeful that SIIC will be able to cherry-pick from a stream of environmental project deals. And in fact, the company has also been doing well financially. In the third quarter, revenue surged 50% year-on-year to about 280 million renminbi, and net profit rose 33%.
Industrial wastewater treatment can be difficult and costly. So how do Everbright and SIIC ensure the quality of the water treated?
Well, the technology for industrial wastewater treatment is really not all that advanced. In fact, the more commonly used membrane and filtration technologies are currently used in developed countries like Singapore and Taiwan and were actually implemented several decades ago. What differentiates the successful water treatment companies, I feel, would be how much economies of scale they have, as well as how strong their relationships are with the local municipal authorities. For ensuring quality of water treated, these companies regularly conduct sampling of the output to make sure they meet discharge standards. And of course, the municipal governments also do carry out spot checks.
Give us some insight into water tariffs in China and the subsequent impact on Hong Kong and SIIC.
There has been a study that shows how water prices in China have been rising in general about 10% clip every year over the past 10 years. Now, this actually means that Hong Kong and SIIC both anticipate higher water fees to boost their organic growth going forward, and they do intend to implement some of these fee hikes at certain facilities which are due for completion of their upgrading and capacity expansion.
Thanks so much, Benjamin Oh, analyst at Maybank Kim Eng, Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.